Today's reading comes from Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24, found in the Pew Bibles on page 638. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man boast in his might. Let not the rich man boast in his riches, but let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord.
It's good to see you tonight. If you have your Bible and it's not already open to Jeremiah chapter 9, please do so. We've been preaching about kids sing songs that we've been singing, and Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24 is the song we're going to talk about this evening. I've entitled the lesson, The Wisdom of Knowing God. I'm going to preach a little faster than I intended to because I understand your minds are not necessarily in the same place that they ordinarily would be on a Sunday night. I get that. By the way, we don't expect that we'll need to use it, but in LightPost there is a feature where if there is widespread power outage or widespread damage or flooding or anything like that, we don't expect that. But if it happens, we'll turn that feature on and you can check in and tell us how you're doing. That helps us to meet needs and to identify people that are struggling. So if LightPost sends you an alert and says, please check in, just do us a favor and check in if needed, and that'll help us to know who needs help and how quickly we can get to them. That'll help facilitate that. Just a public service announcement. Shouldn't need it, but in case we do. Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24, the passage says, thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, let not the mighty man boast in his might, let not the rich man boast in his riches, let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight, declares the Lord. I want to talk to you about that verse, and I want to talk to you about why that verse is in Jeremiah chapter 9. We're just going to talk about the whole chapter this evening. Jeremiah lived in a society that had forgotten God. And when a society forgets God, one of the first things to become a victim of not knowing God is truth. And truth is not something that people had a high regard for, and it's not something that people tried to live their lives by. And because that was true, the society in which Jeremiah lived was really a difficult place to live. In fact, if you look at Jeremiah 9, I want you to look at verse 3. Jeremiah 9, verse 3. He talks about his countrymen. He says, they bend their tongue like a bow. Falsehood and not truth has grown strong in the land. They proceed from evil to evil, and they do not know me, declares the Lord. And then look at verse 4. Doesn't this sound a little bit familiar? Let everyone beware of his neighbor. And put no trust in any brother, for every brother is a deceiver, and every neighbor goes about as a slanderer. Everyone deceives his neighbor, and no one speaks the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves committing iniquity, heaping oppression upon oppression and deceit upon deceit. They refuse to know me, declares the Lord. Jeremiah is living in a society where nobody trusts anybody. And one of the reasons why nobody trusts anybody is because there's not a high regard for truth. Nobody cares what's true and what's false. And so if you went back to Jeremiah's time, you'd notice that when it came to business, there was a difference between a business that ran efficiently and an incompetence in business because there's not a high regard for truth. Business has become more incompetent. Or in science and in journalism, all of a sudden fraud becomes rampant and those kinds of things because there's not a high regard for truth. Or when it comes to leadership, instead of trusting one's leaders, there's a lot of suspicion because there's not a high regard for truth. And why is there not a high regard for truth? It says it twice in this passage, because people do not know God. And so, notice if you would, in the first place, when Jeremiah looks around at his society and this is what he sees, nobody trusts their neighbors, there's not a high regard for truth, Jeremiah laments over this. In verse 1, it's one of the most famous verses in Jeremiah, he says, oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Jeremiah says there are not enough tears to cry for the situation and the circumstance in which my people find themselves. Jeremiah really cared about people. I appreciate that about him. As challenging as he was in his preaching and as bold and forthright a prophet as he was, he still cared about the people that he preached to. He had deep sadness for this state of affairs. And then listen to this. Thinking about what's going on in his country, here's what he says in verse 2. Oh, that I had in the desert a traveler's lodging place, that I might leave my people and go away from them, for they are all adulterers, a company of treacherous men. You ever hear somebody say, I wish we could just go out in the wilderness and build a commune away from society and away from all the hubbub and all the hustle and bustle? That's kind of what Jeremiah is saying. Because of the sin that oppresses all people, Jeremiah is saying, I wish I had a place where I could just go away and be alone. And that's his lament. It's not uncommon for people that are faithful to God to feel these things. When you look at the situations and look at the circumstances that people get themselves into because of sin, and sometimes we find ourselves in those situations, it's not always uncommon for people to feel the way Jeremiah felt. And then as you continue in the chapter, you'll notice God's evaluation. We read verses 3 through 6 just a moment ago. And then again in verses 13 and 14, God's telling us why people don't trust each other. Why is it that you shouldn't put confidence in your neighbor? Why is it that truth and lies and not truth have run rampant in the land? God says it's because lies, deception, lack of truth, it's because they've forsaken my law and they followed their own desires, verses 13 and 14. These people have abandoned what is right. One of the reasons why God gives us his word is to give us a standard of righteousness, a standard of right and wrong. And these people have forsaken that standard. Instead, they've gone after their own desires. They're worshiping the Baals as their parents have taught them to do, their fathers taught them to do. They're forsaking God's law and following their own desires instead. There's a lot more to be said about all this. Like I said, I'm giving you the fast version this evening. Notice that God says twice, once in verse 3 and then again in verse 6, they do not know me. They refuse to know me. Those are very important words in this chapter. Most of the rest of the chapter is God pronouncing judgment and talking about the terrible things that are going to happen to Israel, the terrible things that are going to happen to Judah because they do not know him. But these are the diagnoses. This is God evaluating the situation. This is why people are treating each other the way they do. It's because they don't know me. You want to know what's wrong with our country? What's wrong with our country is not the fact that we've got this party or that party in power or this party or that party making influential decisions. That's all window dressing. The real problem with our nation, brothers and sisters and friends, is the fact that people do not know God. That's what this passage is telling us. That's what Jeremiah is crying about concerning his nation. The real problem is people do not know God. They don't understand God. They don't think the way he thinks, and they don't reason the way he reasons. That's what this chapter is all about. God's saying as much in these words, in these verses. They don't know me. They refuse to know me. That is how a nation is healed, when we come to know God. And so what do God's people do in a situation like this? You don't just wring your hands and say, this is terrible, and you know people have lost all sense of decency, and you don't just wring your hands and do like Jeremiah and cry and weep and nothing else. Here's what God calls us to do. It's found in verses 23 and 24. In the midst of a society like Jeremiah's, there is a challenge that God sets before us. In the first place, he warns us. He's talking to his people in verse 23. Thus says the Lord, he's speaking. Listen, do not boast, do not brag in your wisdom or in your might or in your riches. Don't boast in those things. If you want to make a difference in the world in which you live, don't put your trust and your confidence in those things. Wisdom without God and without God's word, it's useless. It may have an appearance of success, but to say I'm intelligent and I can solve problems and I can fix all kinds of problems in the society in which I live without knowing God, that kind of wisdom ultimately will fail. It will come to ruin. Go back in your Bibles, if you would, to Jeremiah chapter 8. Look at verses 8 through 10 for just a moment. Jeremiah 8, verses 8 through 10. He asks in Jeremiah 8, verse 8, how can you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? But behold, the lying pen of the scribes has made it into a lie. The wise men shall be put to shame and shall be dismayed and taken. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord. So what wisdom is in them? When we've rejected God's word and we've rejected the principles and precepts of Scripture, there is no real wisdom in us. And so don't boast in your wisdom, God says. Don't boast in your strength, he goes on to say. By the way, the Bible talks about different kinds of might or strength. It talks in some cases about physical strength. Sometimes it talks about our health. Somebody might say, well, the society seems to be really going downhill, but I still have my health and I still have my strength. And if I needed to outrun somebody, I could outrun somebody. Psalm 90 verse 10 talks about our health in that way. Our strength, our wisdom, those kinds of things. Sometimes we talk about military might or we talk about power and influence. God says, don't boast in those things either. Those things can't save you. And don't boast in riches. Riches are fleeting. Riches are uncertain. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. Don't put your trust in those things. Rather, he says, number four, if you're going to boast, boast in this. Look at verse 24. Boast in the fact that you understand and know me, says the Lord. An understanding of God and a knowledge of God. That's what matters. And what people need to see more than ever, in the country in which we live, in the society in which we live, they need to see people who genuinely know God. I'm not just talking about people that go to church. Going to church is the right thing to do. It's a good thing to do. I'm glad you're here. But I'm not just talking about that. I'm talking about people who know God. Because you can sit in a pew every Sunday and not really know the God of heaven. God says, if you're going to boast in anything, boast in the fact that you know and understand me. That's the whole purpose of the new covenant, Hebrews chapter 8, verses 8 through 12. The new covenant is a covenant in which God says, I will write my laws on your minds and put them in your hearts, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. And you won't have to teach anybody saying, know the Lord, because you'll all know me. Everybody who comes to Christ is going to know me. Boast in that. And notice God goes on and talks about what specifically we can take delight in, because God takes delight in these things. He says, I practice steadfast love. That has to do with God's faithfulness. God always keeps his promises. In a society where nobody can trust their neighbors, where everybody's suspicious of everybody else, God is a promise-keeping God. Boast in that. He's a God who always keeps his word. He cannot lie. Titus chapter 1, verse 2, Hebrews chapter 6, verses 18 through 20. You can put your confidence in him. Not only that, he practices justice. In an unjust society, filled with unfairness, filled with oppression and extortion and those kinds of things, God is a God of justice. Delight in that, because I delight in those things, God says. And I practice righteousness. Righteousness has to do with God's goodness. You know, one of the problems that human beings have is that when we hear God's word, which is truth, we want to twist the truth to conform to our lives because our lives don't match the truth. And so we want to twist the truth to conform to our lives. Rather, God is calling to all of us and saying, no, you need to change your life to conform to my truth. Conform your life to what my word has to say. Because that's what it means to know me. And the thing about God's word, there may be pain and difficulty involved in obeying God's will, but it's for our good. God is good. He is righteous. He is just. And so if you're going to boast in anything, boast in the knowledge and understanding of the God of heaven. So Jeremiah, he's living in a society not terribly unlike ours, in which people don't trust one another. And God says, if you're going to boast in anything, don't boast in how smart you are or how intelligent or how wise or how mighty or how wealthy you are. Boast that you know and understand me, says the Lord. This verse, by the way, Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24, it gets quoted once in the New Testament. I'm not going to ask a question. Does anybody know where? It gets quoted in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 31. As it is written, Paul writes, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. In that chapter, he's talking about the wisdom of the gospel, which seems like foolishness to everybody else. But because it's the words of God and because it's God's faithfulness and righteousness being displayed through what Jesus did for us on the cross, as it is written, if you're going to boast, boast in the Lord. What our society needs to see, what your neighbors need to see, what your family needs to see, is someone who genuinely, sincerely, and deeply knows the God of heaven. If you want to make a difference and an impact in the world, God says, boast in the fact that you understand and know me. That's what's most important. Thanks for your attention this evening. If you have need to respond to the gospel, or if we can help you in any other way, won't you come while together we stand and while we sing?